Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Ted Fishman being back on the show. Ted is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, folks. Coming up on 12 years, he's been hanging out with us. We first met him when he launched his book, China Inc., which is one of my favorite books. It will be yours, too, when you get it, if you don't already have it. It is still a very relevant book a dozen years later, and also his newer book, The Shock of Gray, which is all about the demographics, the aging of the world, aging of the population of the world, which is another very important work. And he's one of our highly credentialed, well-informed global thinkers. He's especially knowledgeable about business in the Pacific Rim. He spends a lot of time over there. In fact, he's headed back real soon, and I've asked him to join us and talk to us about the trade deal that has been in the news recently, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, that President Trump recently basically killed, and at least our part of it. He dropped us out, and I've asked Ted to join us to talk to us about that. Hey, Ted, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, glad to be with you, and thanks for that recording of me screaming when you called to ask whether I could be on the show. That was very...
I know, it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Ted?
Well, I love it.
Hey, Ted, I want to go back into the Wayback Machine just for a minute to set up our conversation. I was, for some reason, back in the 90s when I had my consulting company, I had some clients who were going to be impacted by NAFTA. And I got involved. I studied it a little bit. I went to some meetings, some public hearings and that sort of thing. And I determined, and it wasn't because of my clients, I determined that the United States was not being represented by people who were negotiating in our best interest. I felt, based on the people I talked to and the way they were talking, I felt like America was going to wind up getting the shaft on that deal. And I think a lot of people still think they do. So along comes Mr. Trump, and I've never liked his approach to, or the way he sounds about being an isolationist, because I'm a free trader. But I did like him saying, when we negotiate deals, we're not going to sell ourselves down the river. And I wonder if that's what he's doing with TPP. I'd like to know what you think about his behavior, his actions on the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Well, I think in a lot of ways it kind of goes to a misdiagnosis of America's economic challenges. I think Trump focuses mostly on manufacturing jobs.
Right.
And there are issues with trade and manufacturing jobs that you and I have talked about. For me, the biggest issue always is, what are the opportunities we haven't captured rather than the jobs we've lost? The mm-hmm. jobs we've lost, there's been so much press on this, are overwhelmingly the result of efficiencies in manufacturing, not in exporting jobs.
That's one fact that I've talked about on the show before, and that's that in for, there was a period of time, I've forgotten what it was, but it hasn't been that long ago, for about a 10-year period, the country that lost more manufacturing jobs than any other in the world was China, and it was because of technology, not because of offshoring.
That's right, and China continues to lose jobs from efficient manufacturing.
It's a global phenomenon.
Even in low-wage countries can only have an advantage in the worst industries.
The same thing happened with the cotton mill and the combine, right?
Yeah. And as it relates to small businesses, you know, so much of small business in this country is the business of driving technology and change into bigger firms.
Right.
So for job creation in small business, you know, the automation for so many small businesses is a good sign, because you have the programmers, you have the efficiency experts,
right,
you have the footprint experts.
We're more likely to be an integrated partner with a big company than we are a backwater retailer.
That's right. so the person who works in line manufacturing or so on is, you know, those big categories of job eliminations come from big companies that mm-hmm. eliminate thousands of jobs at a time. So just kind of focusing on our audience today, I don't think the danger to trade is necessarily to a lot of the small businesses.
Right.
Also, you know, there's a lot of small businesses in agribusiness.
I've got to go to a break here.
I want to
dig into the details a little bit more, but in general, what was your evaluation of Mr. Trump's decision to take us out of the TPP?
I think it's unbalanced, it's a negative, but not as negative as it
that's what we're going to delve into when we come back. I want to get Ted's reasoning on how he balances those equities after these messages. TedCFishman.com, is that right, Ted?
Yep, that's right.
TedCFishman.com. Quick break. 10-20 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.